There you are. Happy to meet you. In the flesh, that is. So do we hug? Oh, you know, this online dating stuff, it can be so awkward at first. Should we play a song from one of our phones and make it like a movie score? Make it all Hollywood-esque? Like we could easily hug that way, make it like a movie. No, I'm just kidding. We could hug to nature's soundtrack instead. Come here. I felt that. That was so sweet. You did. Can I tell you a secret? Do you promise you won't tell? I mean, like, pinky promise. I mean, like, physically, pinky promise. Okay, show me your pinky. The thing is, though, it's a true secret. So I'm gonna have to whisper it to you. Come here. That was the first hug that I've had in over 2 years since my breakup. Oh, okay, sorry, that's a lie. There's this oak tree that I hugged one day on my walk. Yeah, really. We met on a dating app called Timber. Oh God, I'm sorry. You know, if you walked away right now, I would totally understand. Do you want to walk away after that? Or walk with me? Through the fallen leaves? Oh, that's a relief. Corny joke test passed. Be careful not to slip on the leaves. There's a coffee dock just up there. Just up the pathway. And they do a lovely cappuccino and tea. Tea. And Barry's tea, unusually. I don't know why. Come on, let's go. Hey, can I have a cappuccino, please, with oat milk? Yeah, oat milk, and you'll have. Thanks very much. So, is this your first post-COVID date, or have you had a few? Oh, and how did it go? I know it's a weird time for everyone, and most people are just feeling their way around again, or chancing their arms. Ah, thanks very much. Oh, that smells delicious. I must warn you though, I get a little gabby when this kicks in. My brain fires so quickly. So you can blame the coffee if I eat. So getting back to the dating. Oh, hang on. Do you want to go and sit with me? On that bench there? And watch the leaves fall as we talk? Cool. Come on. Okay, where are we again? Alright, have you had any luck so far? You know, like, luck is a strange word, it's a strange thing, I don't know. But you know what I mean, like, luck. Oh yeah, I understand. Yeah, I got that too. I do blame messaging, texting. I think it's an issue. There are all these weird games or something, or like unwritten rules. If I text first, am I desperate? If we are texting for a time and it goes dead, should I text back? Oh, it's all just so strange. And both parties are probably on the same side. It's just awkward. It's hard to read. Text is so easily misconstrued. All I say is thank God for emojis. Can you imagine the online dating world without emojis? No one would ever meet. So, have you had any weird experiences? Oh, I'm sorry. Those guys are the worst. Don't worry though, I'm a single Pringle. 100%. You see, I took my time. I mean, I always take my time. I wanted the past to be well and truly healed before stepping out into this crazy world again. Me? Weird ones? Not really. I mean, I only met three girls so far. One spoke about her ex for about an hour, so it seemed like she wasn't over him. Another seemed very indecisive, and the third, well, I hugged the third, and here we are. Yeah, just three, but three's the magic number, hopefully. You see, I don't blame people for being indecisive or hesitant, because the last few years was like a mass nervous breakdown on the planet, and it split so many couples up and so many families, and I feel there wasn't much choice in a lot of it. And I mean, we didn't see it coming. I mean, who could have? And so there's a kind of a healing period going on now. That's a bit strange. But I swear, the best online date, I mean, or the best online conversation I had was I matched with this lady who said she's a white witch and she lives by a lake in the countryside. And she asked me to meet her so we could do a ritual to heal the world. And I think she meant like a sexual ritual. Was wild. No, I didn't. It sounded too much like a Netflix plot. Hot white witch on Tinder lures shy Irish guy to lakeside house to cast spells on him to save humanity. But then she bedazzles him, casts a spell on him, and turns him into her personal pet leprechaun, who she keeps around to cook and clean and bring her broom service. I'm sorry about that one. But the story is true. Yeah. But it's a sucky plot line. But it is Netflix. I think it would do well there. You see, look, I told you that this would happen. The coffee kicked in. I warned you. A shy guy with coffee is always going to be a little bit of. But come on, you must have one crazy story. You do? Really? I'm all ears. I mean, you don't have to get into the details. I mean, people's privacy is people's privacy, but. So. Okay. Alright. Okay, so let me get this straight. You met an Irish hip hop artist who lives in an attic and he's got a mini zoo. Oh dear, no, that is wild. I mean, my white witch was probably sweet as chocolate, but a zookeeper, unknown hip hop star who lives in an attic? What the hell? Like, even Netflix wouldn't touch that. Oh dear, mad as a ditch. Oh, mad as a ditch is like an expression like mad as an underwater hairdryer. And there it is, or there it was, our first silence. Was it uncomfortable for you? Oh, that's sweet. I like silent moments. And silence is the best language, I feel. It's just interrupted by words a little too much now it is. Like, there's that silent moment just before a kiss. A silence where the world comes alive as lips meet. And when you look into someone's eyes and you see that innocence that is sometimes veiled there, and when the veil drops, there's that silence. And I think it's where people really meet. Can I ask you something? Would you like to kiss me? I know it's our first date and we've never met in real life, but oh God, I would. Oh my God. Okay, but are you finished your drink? We can leave it here and collect it in a bit, unless the squirrels get thirsty here. Alright, so how about we go walk to that beautiful tree? Yeah? Turtle the love. Take my hand. I can barely remember how this goes. It's been so long. You too. Have you got the anxious thoughts? Like, what if we bump noses? What if his kiss is too wide? What if there's no feeling between us? Why do I have butterflies in my stomach? I don't even like the taste of butterflies. Okay, it's the coffee again. I'm sorry. Okay, the world is spinning. No. The world is spinning. I'm sorry. Did I faint? I didn't mean to scare you. I didn't eat today. And I was so nervous and cappuccino and incredible first kiss after 2 years. No, I don't think so. I don't think I'm hurt. No, I'm not hurt. I think it's more that I'm healed. Just had a thought. Is this going to be your weird online dating story? You met this guy, you kissed him against a tree, and he fainted. You ended up on the floor on top of him, debating whether to give him the kiss of life because you're unsure if the kiss caused the problem. And what if it was the oak tree he hugged before? And the oak tree was a reincarnated white witch in her past life, and she got jealous and she cast a dizzy spell on him, and your date fell, and you both ended up in a pile of leaves, autumn leaves, with Netflix by that. I love the way you laugh, the way you smile. Yeah, sure, you can kiss me again. I mean, I'm already on the floor. I can't faint any further. I think you can hug me too. It's not the same tree. What are we like? You see, online dating can be fun. And sometimes it's so awkward and zany that it's fun. You just have to meet the right person to fall for. I'm so sorry. I guess we better get up. Come on. I'll walk you to your car. We can talk about witches and oak trees and guys rapping in an attic. Anything you like. But I think the squirrels did drink your coffee. Come on, help me up. I'm so happy.